This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. So Bursay is running a campaign to increase awareness on the role of recall elections and why they would be helpful in our political landscape.
This isn't the first time that we've talked about this, but I think a revisit of what recall elections actually would entail is helpful. If not for everybody, then at least for me. And so what they are is a method of election in which voters can actually oust elected officials before their terms have ended if they are dissatisfied with their performance. So you would have to be a registered voter. You would then have to petition for their removal. The petition needs to get a certain amount of support before you can then proceed. And so that tends to be the process by which this actually happens. And obviously, one of the key ways in which it would improve our local politics or affect our landscape is that if someone is corrupt, if somebody is involved in a huge scandal and doesn't see fit to resign, then this is one measure by which you can actually A, register dissatisfaction, but also have some real say over who it is that represents you, right?
And I think it's also, particularly within our landscape, it's often talked about as a way to prevent that perennial problem, party hopping. Because essentially, if your constituents feel that you no longer represent the ideals or values that they voted you in for, that they do have the power to, take your seat away from you. And that's a key part of all of this, that it gives the power back to the voters. So what Bursay is doing as part of this is essentially a campaign that they're calling Sack or Keep. And they are running a simulated recall elections campaign on the 21st of June. And they aim to essentially raise awareness amongst voters on what recall elections are. Again, because we don't really have them here, I think the process of it may not necessarily be clear. And then to gain public support for the idea, to further get political buy-in, and essentially introduce an e-voting system that could potentially be adopted by the Election Commission for the upcoming general elections.
Yeah, and I think every part of that essentially is quite exciting. So just introducing a new concept to our electoral landscape is great. And e-voting, my goodness, if there is one thing that we frequently hear the question of, why hasn't it been done yet? And what do you mean that's the reason it hasn't been done yet? You know, I think that this is a great move towards actually showcasing some of the ways in which we could proceed with it. So how Sack or Keep is going to work is that all registered voters of the constituency where the recall is taking place will be eligible to vote. And the recall elections will take place when 3% of that constituency's registered voters disclose an interest to remove their representative via a petition, as we mentioned earlier. And in this simulation, Bursay is going to function as the simulation's election commission.
So I find this all really interesting, right? Because again, it's a sort of a new aspect to the political process for us. The reason I find it interesting and potentially very useful is exactly that I'm usually in favor of anything that places more power into the hands of the voters. And we've seen this happen in other countries across the world. In Taiwan, for instance, in 2020, a recall election took place where over 900,000 people actually voted for the Kaohsiung mayor to be ousted, and 25,000 people voted against it. So you can actually see political processes happen where you can see the power of the people making their voices heard. So I find this something that I would definitely see myself supporting something like this being introduced here. I'm very interested to see how the simulation runs. I'm a bit of a nerd. I like seeing simulated government processes.
I think it goes beyond nerdery, right? I might just be defending a fellow nerd. I don't know. But the way I see it is that you also need to actually witness the simulation of a process actually run through. Because if there's one thing that is incredibly Asian in some ways about our politics, it's sometimes the desire to not rock the boat or the desire to say like, it's not a perfect process, but if we change it, it could be worse. And so I think being able to see how an how the simulation will run, working through the pain points in it and actually seeing like, oh, okay, so from start to finish, by the time we are done sacking or keeping our elected representative, it took this amount of time, it was this amount of pain or this amount of easy. And I think that that's very much also the value of the simulation. I think it's also a good referendum of sorts for MPs, right? Because you're actually going to be able to see whether or not the people who voted you in, gosh, however many years ago it was. I'm sorry, time is elastic. But the people who voted you in are actually still happy with how you're performing.
Absolutely. I think that more initiatives like this should happen more frequently. I loved when we had Parliament Digital, for instance. I loved when there was that initiative by Undi 18, I want to say, which had simulated voting processes in different parts of the country. And I think these sorts of initiatives keep people engaged in this process and keep people it constantly reminds people of why it's important to be involved. So we're talking about Bursay's latest campaign, which essentially aims to introduce this idea of recall elections here. They're calling it sack or keep. And we'd like to hear from you. Do you think we need recall elections here in Malaysia? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Coming up after this, we will be speaking to Bursay 2.0's chairperson, Thomas Fun. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:15. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And today we're talking about an upcoming initiative by Bursay. They're essentially launching a campaign called Sack or Keep, which aims to educate the public about recall elections and hold a simulated recall election process for us to better understand how that might work. So we'd love to hear from you. Do you think we need recall elections here in Malaysia? Would that improve our political process? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We are now joined via Zoom by Thomas Fun, who is chairperson of Bursay 2.0. Thomas, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Sharmila and Dean. Good to see all of you.
So let's start with what recall elections actually are. What do they do and why are they held?
Well, recall election is a mechanism in democracy where it allows the voters of the constituency the right to initiate a recall to remove the elected person if they are not happy with the performance of this elected person. So currently, we don't have such a mechanism and the voters only have a right to say every 5 years whenever there is a general election. So with what happened with the Sheraton move, we felt that this is a good idea.
So tell us a bit more about the Sack or Keep campaign, you know, the thinking behind it, how it's going to work.
Yeah, so we want to give Malaysian voters a sampler. You know, a sampler is like when you go to the supermarket during the weekend, there's a lot of new product coming forward and this sales promoter will give you a little bit of sampler so that you can have a taste of what it's like. You like it, then you buy the whole package. So this is a sampler of a recall election. So what we are going to be doing, because this is during a time of pandemic, is that we are going to do it online. In other words, we built together with our technology partner, Regolf, e-voting platform so that people can vote safely from home. So the process, you know, of a recall is that, first of all, you have to petition to the EC. So, of course, we're not going to get the EC to participate in this. So Bursay is acting as the EC, Electoral Committee. Okay, so people come to us and say, we are not happy with Gombak, we're not happy with Tebrau, or whichever where they saw defections of their MP, and we want to petition. So we say, okay, we give you a target. You need to achieve at least 3% registered voter of that constituency. And if you can achieve that, then we will start a recall election for you. whereby it is a yes or no vote. Do you want to sack YB so-and-so? Yes or no? So you have an option to keep this YB if you think that the defection was a good thing.
How long is this campaign going to take from start to finish?
It would take about 2 to 3 months because the first petition, there's no time limit. You know, if you take 1 week to collect the 3%, then it's from that time onward, it's about 1.5 months. So we are looking at anything between 2 months to 3 months to finish one round of campaign for one constituency.
And in running the simulation, how did you decide which MPs or constituencies that you wanted to focus on?
Now, we don't decide. So we are like, you know, acting as the electoral community. So the voters on the ground and the criteria to participate in this, what we call simulated recall election, is that your constituency must have seen your MP or ADUN leapfrogging to another party or another coalition. So not every constituency qualify for this. So if you have your MP defecting and you're not happy, then you can contact us in Brisbane. We'll give you the contact number. And then we will look into the situation. And if we say, okay, we'll conduct it for you, then it starts.
So what does that mean in terms of the constituent themselves? Can anyone initiate a recall election? How would they do this?
So we decided to put a criteria on who can initiate it. So it has to be a registered NGO or organization in that constituency. So you cannot say initiate for another constituency, but from that constituency. And also a political party from that constituency. So we would actually expect, say, the division of the party that suffered the defection, whether it's PKR or whatever, to contact us. So they would qualify. We are not taking from individual one person because we will be then ending up creating a lot of campaign, but it doesn't take off, you know. So it's only registered organization or political party from that constituency.
And beyond the simulation, if this was something that we wanted to have officially in the context of the Malaysian landscape, what would need to change? Would there be any laws, for example, that we would need to enact or bills and such?
Yes, certainly. You know, this is just at this stage, advocacy from Brisbane to have a new set of law being created, and also even the constitution has to be amended. But this is where we have been since the Sheraton move a year over ago, been talking to political parties, and we had held webinars, and we have done a detailed research as well. And we are seeing more and more politicians, lawmakers warming up to this idea. So our hope is that with the push from the ground, from the public, more parties will officially take this on as their commitment to make this into a law at GE15. So we are hopeful because do you know that the two biggest victims of party hopping? Number one, of course, we know PKR, you know, a lot. But did you realize that it was UMNO, the original one? That during GE14, they lost a lot when people defected. So these are the two parties that are most interested that we are talking to.
Now, we've heard a lot about the positives that support the idea of recall elections. Conversely, the criticism against them is that often they could be destabilizing to the political process. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that is a fair concern, and we didn't rush into this quickly and just copy and paste from another country. But we actually spoke to politicians here on the ground, and we heard a lot of valid concerns. So one of the concerns is, first of all, the ground for triggering. You know, because in some country, it can be any ground. They don't like the face of the MP. You know, they can say, I want a recall election. No, we can't do that. If we do that, there'll be continuous recall. So our ground are very clear. Number one, there must be party hopping. Okay, party hopping or hopping to another coalition. That's one clear ground. Number two is that they have been convicted of a compoundable offense, but the judge decided to fine them for less than 2,000 ringgit, because above 2,000, current law will take care of it. But less than 2,000, the voters may then initiate on that ground. And number three, they have been absent from the parliament for 80% of the time in that year. You know, they are not bothered with attending parliament. Then the voter have the ground. So these are the three grounds that we are recommending to trigger. So grounds is limited. The other concern is threshold. So if you make it too easy for people to petition and to conduct a recall election, then you will have constantly, because those who lost the seat marginally would always look for ways to trigger it. You know, so with these two recommendations, we believe that it's not so easy, but it's doable. Because if the ground is angry enough, then that person will be at risk, which means that before they defect, they will think twice about it. So it's more a deterrent. It's not a prohibition like anti-hopping law, where the moment you hop, then the seat is vacated. But, you know, not all hoppers are bad. Some hop for good reason, because, you know, if their party leader received 2.6 billion ringgit in their bank account and they are outraged, they can hop and say, I leave the party, you know. So, of course, voters will support such MPs. So this is, I think, a better mechanism than an anti-party hopping law.
Thomas, you mentioned that this has been done, you know, after consulting, speaking as well to political parties, politicians. Are you confident about political will, you know, to actually enact change?
You know, that's a tricky one, because political will changes.
Mm.
You know, I mean, a year over ago, nobody would be interested in talking about, for example, giving equal constituency development fund. You know, they say, I'm in power, I get all the money. But because of the political instability, we are seeing one by one, at state level at least, they are giving equal allocation. So their political will changes. So we want to be ready when that will change. And I think we're getting there because, you know, to be frank, not just the public is sick and tired of the party hopping that's creating the instability. Even the parties themselves, you know, are seeing that and you know, the two biggest party, UMNO and PKR, they are the biggest victim. You know, if they don't plug this loophole, you know, even if they win the next election, they may suffer the same thing. And you have Sheraton move 2.0, 3.0 and endless. So I think we are getting there with the political world.
Thomas, besides recall elections, what other avenues do voters have to keep their electoral representatives accountable?
Besides that, I would say that they probably have to engage with the elected representative on a regular basis, not just when their longkang gets stuck, but when they have concerns about certain policy or laws. And I think especially during this COVID time, you know, the parliament has been suspended still. But, you know, I know many, many MPs. They're anxious, they're concerned, they want to serve, and they want to hear from their constituents. How are they doing? How can the government do better? So I think giving feedback to your MPs, you know, is one of the key. To basically make sure they are on their toes, they are doing their job, and they are serving you adequately.
Thomas, we have just about a minute left with you. Where can people go to find out more information on this, and how can we all participate?
Sure. We are going to have our official launch of this simulated recall election on the 21st of June, which is coming Monday. And once we have that official launch, we will, of course, publicize the link whereby you can get more information you can contact us at Brisbane so that we can then process your interest in initiating a recall. More information will be coming up after this Monday.
Thomas, thanks again for being with us today.
Most welcome. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
That was Thomas Phan, chairperson of Bursay 2.0, speaking to us about their campaign to foreground and educate the idea of recall elections. If you'd like to participate, if you'd like more information, you can check out Bursay's social media pages, such as Facebook, facebook.com/Bursay2.0. And we'd like to hear from you whether you think we need recall elections here in Malaysia. Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.